Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
You got a problem? You got a problem? What's your problem? It's Friday. No problems on a Friday.
Well, we've reached a crisis point in this building.
Oh, sure we have.
And I did not know about this until the most recent stop in the action. Mm-hmm. You know, for years, we have long talked about my ability to finagle reasonably priced sodas mm-hmm. out of this building.
Yeah.
And many, many, many years, it was backed up when Mr. Smolian owned the company. There was a seventh floor, a very nice lady who worked on the seventh floor, which is where the big muckety-mucks, all the executives and the HR people and whatever, worked. But she took pity on me because she knew I was poor. Mm-hmm. And she
signed your paycheck.
She kept a little mini fridge mm-hmm. full of sodas for people on the seventh floor, and they were priced at 50 cents a piece.
Nice.
And so I could go up there and get two
mm-hmm. a little sweet
Coca-Colas.
Yeah.
And she always took pity on me, and it was an honor system, and she gave me permission to be a part of that. And, of course, then when we got sold, they cut off our access to the seventh floor. I don't know if you noticed that. You swipe your badge, you can't even get up there anymore.
I've not tried to go up
there.
Yeah,
you try to do that during the break, you can't get up there anymore.
Okay.
So that got cut off. Thankfully, there was still on the sixth floor a vending machine that had canned soda. Mm-hmm. So while they were a dollar instead of 50 cents, I still deemed that a reasonable, you know, as to steal a line from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, a troll toll to pay to get my soda. And mm-hmm. if I was irresponsible and left my soda at home, that I would just have to pay the tax. That was sort of like a soda tax.
Yeah.
And get my soda. Then, of course, we had the well-documented meltdown of that vending machine.
Right.
Where they had to wheel it out
through the lobby, right?
It was like
they brought a replacement in.
But it was like watching a member of the family get wheeled out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they replaced it. But the problem with the replacement was it was the bottled soda.
Okay.
So now
it's more expensive.
They're $2.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm just simply not paying the $2. Uh-huh. That's inflation is not going to get me mm-hmm. there.
Mm-hmm.
So today I had forgotten my soda at home. I said, okay, I've got to go pay. I guess I'm just going to have to suck it up, see what's up
pay
there.
The
I don't even know what they're doing anymore.
Yeah.
We had a big all office, all company meet and greet yesterday.
Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe in one of these refrigerators they had stored those extra sodas somewhere.
You're hopping on every floor to check.
And I literally went 4, 5, 6. Didn't really see what there were some sodas, but I didn't think those were the sodas. So I thought, okay, I'm going to have to buy this soda from the vending machine. It's gone.
What?
As in it's a giant hole in the wall where the vending machine once was. There's nothing there.
The one that was just replaced.
Yes. Now, keep in mind, since that replacement, we have consolidated all of our company down to just two floors, the fifth and fourth floor. It appears there's nothing or any sort of tenant up on the sixth floor, but the vending machine is gone. So I went down to the first floor and I asked Steven, and of course, Steven is the upstanding citizen who mans the front desk here at the mm-hmm. Smolian Incorporated. I don't know, is it still Emmis? What are we now? Whatever this building is that we're in.
Yeah.
I think there still is an Emmis, even though
so.
It's not Emmis Communications.
The
Emmis
building.
That's what
the sign says.
Emmis, the Emmis building. And I asked sweet Steven, I said, Steven, mm-hmm. what floor does the vending machine now reside on?
Yeah.
Because it's not on the sixth floor. And Steven then informed me there is no more vending machine, period, in this entire building.
What?
Oh, wow.
We're a seven-floor building without a vending machine.
They did just install a new coffee maker.
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee,
but
Casey. It doesn't do me any good.
There's a box that has green tea in it, and it's mm-hmm. got hot chocolate as well.
I don't okay, but I had this conversation with you. I feel like I have, because there's been so much free hot chocolate, mm-hmm. I've simply
too much
consumed so much hot chocolate.
You're
that
the one.
I'm going to get physically ill if I consume anymore.
Try the green tea.
That sounds horrific,
I think
Kevin.
You would enjoy a little
Kevin,
matcha
that sounds
green tea.
Awful. I think I've had that before at a mm-hmm. Starbucks or something mm-hmm. with my wife, and it was awful.
It's not that flavorful, but it's great for the mind. It really stimulates your mind.
Now, here's the
mind.
Thing. This sounds like a you problem. However, I did bring an extra Coke with me today, as I normally do, and I offered it to you.
I'm not going to be beholden to you. I'm not going to be subservient or beholden to you.
You used to bring,
you
like,
think I would hold that over
yes,
your head? I gave you a Coke.
Yeah, absolutely.
You used to bring breakfast bars for us.
Yeah, what happened to that?
I did, didn't I? I used to feed you guys every morning.
Then you gave up on us. We were abandoned.
Remember when she first got here, she was buying us lottery tickets and breakfast bars.
Yeah.
And now she could care less if we're taken care of.
Well, it didn't change your, you know, your attitude toward me. I thought I'd at least sweeten you guys up a little. And it didn't help.
So that's not how gifts work, though.
So we now...
I was trying to manipulate you, Kevin.
Yeah.
Can we focus for a second here?
On your problem? back to you.
We're in a seven-floor building, and we don't have a single vending machine?
Yeah. Apparently. So there's no...
Third world countries have it better than that.
There's no plan to replace?
I bet if you went to a building in Ethiopia, they would have a vending machine in one of those dilapidated buildings.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing here? Is there, can we call OSHA, or is there some international human rights group?
That's not how that works.
That we can bring into this equation? The United Nations?
Here's what needs to happen.
You're one of those inspectors with the hard hats walking around?
You just need to bring your own beverage.
Well, I will start doing that.
You're a grown-ass man. Bring your own drink.
I do, but that does not excuse the just... horrific conditions we're now working in.
Are you sure? Did you ask? Is
I
there
asked.
A plan?
Steven would know.
He said there's no plan to bring in
He's
a vending machine.
Front gate to the entire building. Nothing happens
he
without Steven.
He's the gatekeeper.